20-Minute History is an independent operation made possible with the help of listeners like you. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can do so through the Acast supporter feature linked in the episode notes, or by going to patreon.com/20minhistory.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Well, everyone, we're back. First things first, I hope you're all doing well and staying safe out there. I have really missed being behind the microphone in the new year, even though at the time of my recording this, it's only been a few weeks since we released the season one finale. In case you were wondering, season two is already in the works, and I am currently finalizing a theme, subjects, and titles for the next installment of episodes. And from there, I will be diving straight into research. I'm really excited about it, and I'm doing my best to get it to you ASAP, but the unfortunate reality is, since I'm the only one running it, season two won't be ready to launch for a few more months at least. But fortunately, until then, I've got plenty of bonus content that I'd like to share with you, including behind-the-scenes looks, follow-ups, deeper dives, interviews, and more. Everything we release will be announced in advance over on our social media, so if you haven't already, go ahead and give us a follow over on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at 20minhistory. But without any further ado, let's go ahead and get straight into our main topic. As always, I am your host, David A. Bradbury, and welcome to 20-Minute History Bonus Bites. Today, over the course of the last season, we got to know 10 fascinating historical figures. But there were a few notable others who almost got their own episode and just didn't quite make it into the final group. So I've decided to give you a brief glance into the crafting of the season as we examine three more characters. Who were they? What was their historical significance? And why did we ultimately choose not to cover them? This is the casting cuts of season one. A quick disclaimer before we get started, I have done a little bit of reading into all of the subjects that we are going to be talking about today, otherwise I wouldn't feel comfortable talking about them, but be forewarned that my research has not been nearly as extensive as it would have been for a normal full-length episode. So insofar as we talk about things like historical legacy, please just take everything that you hear with a grain of salt. All right, enough of that, let's move on to contestant number one. One of my favorite episodes from last season had to be the Joseph Smith episode. I mean, there's just so much mysticism and so many conflicting reports surrounding him that it's just impossible not to be captivated by him. And from the looks of it, it seems like a lot of you guys were too, as it was one of our most popular episodes. But if you were one of our Instagram followers around Christmas time, you might have learned that that episode was very nearly about a different historical figure. Jesus Christ himself. In brief, I considered him for many of the same reasons I considered Smith. All the myth and disagreement about what his life was actually like make him very interesting. Now, for my own part, I should mention that I'm not personally a believer in his divinity, and so I knew going into it that there were a lot of like-minded skeptics that raised legitimate concerns about the accuracy of the biblical account with respect to Jesus. But what I didn't expect to find is that both Christian and non-Christian scholars alike generally reject the idea that New Testament authors are reliable biographers. Of course, there's plenty of room for disagreement over the degree of this inaccuracy, and that's more or less what I think I would have tried to cover. The episode probably would have considered biblical and extra-biblical sources, as well as recent research, to try and find out what we can say definitively about Jesus' life and teachings. I think it would have made for entertaining listening, but I ultimately thought that an episode on Joseph Smith would be even more entertaining. At the end of the day, am I happy with that decision? Yeah, I'd say so. But don't think that means he'll be the only religious figure that we're going to cover during our time here. Who knows? An episode on Jesus of Nazareth may well still be in our future. Next up, we have yet another historical character in a head-to-head battle for their own episode. There is undoubtedly no shortage of fascinating figures from the Cold War, and believe it or not, until I actually started working on it, the Lech Walesa episode wasn't going to be about Lech Walesa. Originally taking that spot was the Yugoslavian dictator Josip Broz Tito, the only communist nation head to escape Stalin's sphere of influence as he was building it. Safe to say, the Russian autocrat was none too pleased about this defiance, trying unsuccessfully to assassinate him on numerous occasions. And perhaps even more captivating is how these circumstances help to expose more than a hint of hypocrisy in American foreign policy. The US was very quick to offer economic aid to Yugoslavia when Tito turned up his nose at Stalin, and former Secretary of State Dean Acheson even went on record saying that although Tito was a, quote, son of a bitch, he was, quote, our son of a bitch. So, what prompted my last-minute cut? It's honestly an underwhelming reason. I just found myself more interested in Walesa, and I thought that I could make a better episode around him. His story, the story of a man scoring a meteoric victory and falling to the deepest depths of history, that was something I really wanted to track. And so, to make room for him, Tito turned into a late-season casualty. Let's go ahead and take a quick break here to promote one of our partner podcasts. Don't go anywhere.
Hey there, I'm Parker, host of Misfigured Life. Misfigured Life is an educational podcast that respects your time and absolutely nothing else. Realistic steps to accomplish projects and tasks explained like you're just a little bit special and in less time than it takes other shows to even get to the point. It covers wildly varying topics from robbing a bank to tending a garden and everything in between. Stop ignoring the background banter podcasts and learn something you could actually use. At least one new episode a week, which day specifically will be a surprise every week. Probably subscribe or something.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
Our final contestant is another well-known but misunderstood figure, another religious figure, and someone I admittedly feel a little conflicted about bringing up. Folks, we are talking about Mother Teresa, a woman often seen as the pinnacle of saintliness, the model Christian, a true follower of Christ. As with the other faith leaders that we discussed, or that I potentially consider discussing, I'm highly skeptical of how many minds I would have changed had I completed a full episode on her. And I'm almost certain that with the short amount of time I have here, I definitely won't be changing anybody's mind, so I would urge you, if you have the time and interest, to read as much as you can into her. Because based on what I've seen, she was not the peak of perfection that many believe she was. If you yourself are inclined toward a socially liberal worldview, you would, I think, be mortified by her stances on abortion, contraception, and divorce. And if you're already not a fan of those things, then I really doubt you would still condone the frankly detestable conditions that she upheld in her care facilities for the terminally ill. A group of French-Canadian journalists have recently criticized her homes for, quote, a shortage of actual care, food, and painkillers. Call me crazy, but I think those would have been kind of essential to what she was doing. These researchers then go on to say that her true goal was, quote, to glorify human suffering instead of relieving it. The controversial nature of these accounts was definitely what prompted me not to put her into the season. But still, I maintain that the story of her life demands, at the very least, a deeper examination. So, that'll do it for this bonus bite. Have I stoked your interest in any of these figures? If I have, be sure to let me know by dropping a comment or leaving me a DM on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at 20minhistory. If you enjoyed this little behind-the-scenes look or any of the episodes in our first season, don't forget to subscribe and leave us a rating over on Apple Podcasts. And if you really like our work, you can support me on Patreon or on Acast. Links for everything in the episode notes. But for now, I've been David A. Bradbury, and I'll see you next time.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.